It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. It's located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more info, call 501-686-8674. On this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with Nick Zimmerman. He is the Arkansas State Golf Association Amateur Player of the Year. He won two events this summer, a major, the Maumelle Classic. That got him 120 points. He also won the U.S. Mid-Am Qualifier. That got him 45 points. He finished second in the ASGA Match Play Championship at Burns Park Golf Course. You add up all of his points over the six events that he played in, and he finished with 473 total points. Second place was Tyler Reynolds with 419. Andrew Hopkins was third with 409. We'll talk with Nick Zimmerman after the break. Stay with us.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood Hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success. Not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. It's difficult over the summer to win a Player of the Year award. Nick Zimmerman has done it twice now. He is the 2025 Arkansas State Golf Association Men's Amateur Player of the Year. I had a chance to sit down with him, and here is my interview. I think you're going to enjoy it. On the tee, Nick Zimmerman.
Nick, thanks for joining me on this episode of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it, but just stories from my parents. Since I could walk, you know, as soon as I could walk, they had one of those little plastic clubs in my hands and playing Bam Bam golf all around the house.
Off of furniture and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and my brother both just breaking everything, driving my mom nuts.
Yeah. I'm sure your dad wasn't happy when he got home, right?
You know what? Funny story of, we used to live out north of like the Gravel Ridge area, and we lived right on 107, and we'd have probably about a 100 yard front yard from the house to 107 by the time, you know, 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, whatever age we were, he was driving home from work, and one day he saw a golf ball flying across the road, and he goes, all right, we gotta go to the backyard now, no more. but yeah, no, we just fell in love with the game. My dad was a big golfer growing up, and you know, every day we went to school at Immaculate Conception, which is right across the street from North Hills, and my dad would play golf every afternoon, so we would always just walk across the street, and every day after school, and we would just, you know, practice until he got done with golf, and then we'd go home.
What was playing at North Hills like growing up?
So growing up, when it was a country club, you know, they had the bent grass greens and mm-hmm. all of the bunkers, so the greens were very soft and receptive, especially in the summertime. It was a lot easier than it is now. You know, we grew up with a big group of us, the Millers, George and Mook and Ben Ramsey, and then Bo and Kevin and all those guys were older than me. They had their own group. But we had such a good group of junior golfers that, you know, it was just our own little playground.
When did you know that you wanted to try and be competitive at it? Was it when you were playing junior golf?
For sure. For sure. You know, going through all the junior golf tournaments, you know, my mom would drive Mitch and I all over the state, and Mitch was so much better than me growing up. You know, just growing through the game, and I would probably say I got really, really serious about it when I was probably like a sophomore or junior in high school. I was such a late bloomer. Like, I was little bitty guy, and you know, I probably didn't hit my growth spurt till senior year in college. You know, it was tough to keep up with the Austin Moixes and the Nick Bentons that were just killing the golf ball. Yeah, I would say probably sophomore, junior year in high school is when I was really like trying to get better to where I go play college golf.
Were you self-taught? Did your dad help teach you the game, or did you have some instruction?
Yeah, my dad never really wanted us to, you know, give us instruction, him personally. He would always just say, take it back and give it a whack. But I would say when I was 15 is when I first started seeing my golf instructor, my swing coach, Joe Ralston, and I've been with him ever since I was 15 years old. Started off going out to Emerald Park, Fort Roots, whichever you want to call it, and now he's at Burns Park. But a lot of good memories with Joe, and he's made me who I am as far as my golf game.
When you think about Joe and the Ralston name, I mean, legends yeah. in the state of Arkansas when it comes to golf. What did he instill in you that helped you become the golfer you are?
Yeah, I mean, we really started from the ground up, because when I first started seeing him, I had a really, really, really strong grip, and we had to fix that. And I'm talking for 2 months straight, I hit nothing but shanks, and I almost put the club down because I couldn't make contact with the golf ball properly. But once I finally was able to, it was like, I wanted to get it down. And Joe got me through that. And, you know, just step by step, you know, going through everything. Short game, always had short game. Growing up in North Hills, you got to have a short game. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, you look at everybody that's come out of North Hills, you got to, Bo Glover's great short game. Got to have good short game. And you learn that at North Hills. You know, Joe is so familiar with my golf game and my swing to where he doesn't do all of the fancy videos and, you know, TrackMan, and he'll just look at my swing. It's like, Nick, you're doing this, and we'll be there for, you know, 30, 45 minutes. I'll go work on it more. And then 2 weeks later I'm overdoing it, and he's like, go back to this. But you know how that goes. But, no, it's been a blessing to have Joe just, and you know, anytime I call or text, he's always available. He's always been there for me.
Where did you play your high school golf?
Sylvan Hills. I went to North Little Rock my freshman year, was on the golf team there. And then 10th, 11th, 12th was Sylvan Hills.
Allstate?
You know, we came in second. We were runner-ups my sophomore and junior year at Sylvan Hills. We had a really good team. Senior year, all those guys graduated, so it was just me, and I recruited a couple buddies that were playing baseball, so we'd have a good time. So as a team, collectively, we weren't good, but my senior year, I didn't make All-State because I played bad at the whatever tournament that is. But junior year and sophomore year, I don't really remember, but potentially, but not my senior year.
I've noticed out on the ASGA when you're playing in tournaments that I've been playing in that you like to walk a lot.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I've always enjoyed walking. I enjoy the workout I get from it. And also, too, I just get such a better feel of the golf course doing so. And, you know, I'm getting a little older now. So if I'm out Wednesday afternoons, I'm always off. So I'm playing golf on Wednesday afternoons out at PV. And, you know, on Wednesday afternoons, if I'm by myself, I'm walking. But if I get a little money game, I'm in the golf cart so I can have a couple beers and have a good time and relax. You know, it's kind of like my my mental break from everything.
Yeah, we'll get to everything here in a little bit with what you're doing now. But let's go back to recruiting and deciding on where to go to college.
Yeah.
You go end up at Little Rock and play for Coach Norwood. How was that recruiting process like for you?
So having my older brother, Mitch, he got recruited by Coach Wynn. I remember when Coach Wynn came and invited Mitch to be a walk-on. We sat down in the living room and, you know, they had their talk. And then he pointed at me and said, "I'll see you next year." I didn't get highly recruited. Like I said, I was a late bloomer. You know, I'd won some junior golf tournaments. But as far as the majors go, the end of my junior, going into my senior year that summer, I finally won two big tournaments, won the Hardscrabble, and then I won the stroke play down in Pine Bluff Country Club. But even after winning those, I never played in the big AJGAs, never traveled. My dad always said, if you can't beat the guys in state, I'm not paying for you to go out of state. And I just never did until later in high school. And then that following summer, I wasn't 18 yet, so I was able to play in the match play out at Foxwood and won that. So I won back-to-back state AMs as a junior and just didn't get recruited by a whole lot of people. Coach Z, he was my uncle. He was up at Mizzou playing being the assistant basketball coach. And, you know, we would write letters to them and say, "Hey, you any walk-on positions?" And, you know, they'd write me back saying, "Hey, nice to meet you, but no, we don't," that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't have any options as far as college golf. It was always Coach Wynn.
Obviously, playing for him and getting to play the courses that you got to play here helped you, I guess, improve your game, right?
100%. And, you know, those first 2 years in college, I always tell people I had a great blessing of having three college golf coaches. That can sometimes be hard on people, but for me, I took it as a positive because I was a brat coming out of high school. Like, Coach Wynn got on my ass a lot, you know, for my attitude, and he helped me in that aspect more than anything as far as that goes. And by the time Coach Greenwood came along, I probably made my biggest strides with Coach Greenwood because I was getting better, I was getting stronger, and he made me look at golf completely different. Coach Greenwood was just like, "Nick, you're telling me you can dunk a basketball, but you can't chip this ball 3 feet?" You know, he'd always be like, "Nick, be an athlete. If I hit a bad shot, Nick, be an athlete, go get it up and down." And I still use that today. And then Coach Jake was so good because he gave me freedom. I was going back and getting all my sciences for vet school. And I mean, I was workouts from 6 to 8, class from 8 to 12, lab from 12 to 3, practice from whenever I could until dark. And sometimes I didn't have time to drive to Eagle Hill, or sometimes didn't have time to drive wherever the team was. And he knew that I would go practice. So he'd go, "Nick, just go to PV, go practice, go do your own thing." So he gave me that freedom. And that's when I had my biggest year, was my fifth year. Coach Wynn was, you know, he'll always be a big blessing for me.
What do you remember about your time at Little Rock and competing in the Sun Belt Conference?
Yeah. I mean, it was a good conference. I mean, my fifth year, when I was getting really good, I believe going into the spring semester before I tore my tendon in my thumb the day before we left for Palm Springs, I was playing pickup basketball with the basketball guys at Little Rock.
Yeah.
And tore my tendon in my thumb. And the AD at the time I got an earful for about 20 minutes. But going into that spring semester, Carlos Ortiz was first, and I believe I was second or third in stroke average going into that spring semester. So that hurt. Carlos Ortiz, I competed against Daniel Berger when we went out to Cabo. Well, he beat me by about 100 shots. The best putter I've ever seen in my life, and people always talk about it on TV, when we went to NC State's tournament, was JT Poston.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tee to green, I could keep up with him, but inside 20 feet, if it didn't go in, it was perfect speed, burning the edge or lipping it. It was unbelievable how he rolled the rock.
Did you have any aspirations of potentially trying out professional golf?
No, I didn't. And, you know, when I was first getting to college, you have that dream. But by the time, you know, things move forward, and I never won a college tournament. I came in second twice. I came, you know, probably a handful of top tens, but I never won a college tournament. And I knew I wanted to be a veterinarian at that time. And it's just one of those things where my biggest flaw in my game has always been putting. You know, in college when I was getting really good, I was hitting 16 greens around and shooting around even par. And I mean, you know as well as anybody, you might as well be lighting money on fire. And I didn't want, and I had people offer me, many good friends of my dad's, offer, all were going to chip in for me to try 1 year. And I just didn't want to waste, you know, their money and my time, because I knew what I was going to do.
Yeah, you knew you wanted to follow in your father's footsteps. That's and become right. a veterinarian. So you go to LSU to vet school.
Yeah.
Did you take the sticks with you?
Absolutely, I did. And it was, and the best part of Baton Rouge, I tell everybody all the time, it was the best 4 years of my life. Growing up a Razorback fan, I didn't think I'd fall in love with Baton Rouge, but I did. I mean, the weather's year-round just perfect. The food's absolutely incredible.
Oh, my Football, gosh, the food.
Because it was before COVID. My second year of vet school was Joe Burrow's national championship year.
Wow.
And our season tickets for vet school was 30-yard line, 30th row. Every home game, Joe Burrow's parents were two rows behind me. And I'm sitting, you know, it was just incredible. But no, I definitely took my clubs, you know, the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. But sometimes our weekend would be Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. So I would always sneak out to the U Club where LSU plays. Connor Gaunt was playing there. I'd always wear an LSU Peter Millar shirt and my golf bag. And I would always go, it's a very private club. I'd go just park in the parking lot and I'd always walk to the putting green. I'd putt, chip. And I'd go to the range. I always had a golf. I never, not one time did someone ask me, who are you or what are you doing here? I got very fortunate because, I mean, I had Connor.
They thought you were a player.
I had Connor to fall back on, and, you know, and Connor probably would have helped me out there. But I'd probably say 2 to 4 times in my 4 years, right before dark, when the marshal would leave off the first tee, I'd go sneak out on the course and play the front nine. But not once did I ever get in trouble or, you know, that's I'm sure it would have been fine, but they would have probably said, don't do it again.
Yeah. They probably would have said, okay, you're not welcome back unless you come with a member.
That's right.
And then you can.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to take care of Mike the Tiger?
No. So whenever you're a vet school student, you know, there's 100 to 120 of us in the class. There's only 2 per year that have that opportunity, and you have to. So whenever you get through with your first 2.5 years of school in the classroom, then you go into clinics, and you'd have to specialize. You need to have that interest. So people that were specializing in exotic animals went way up on the list. And there were probably about 20 to 30, you know, students that wanted to specialize in exotics, and that was not me at all. So never had the chance to take care of the Mike the Tiger.
Been down there several times though, Nick, and just to see that $2 million habitat that he lives in and the care that he is under.
He's king.
It's better than probably some students that are down there.
100%. Yeah, no, that he is the most well taken care of. The university does such a good job of that. And, you know, the students that take care of him, and then the head veterinarian that oversees the 2 students is incredible.
So what did you learn in your time at LSU?
Probably more than anything, time management skills, you know, handling adversity and, you know, just hard work. I mean, it was, you know, I hear people, so I've got a couple pre-vet students that are shadowing me and working at my clinic right now, and they're looking into going into vet school, and you know, they're talking about, oh, I got to take 17, 18 hours a semester. And I'm like, wait till it's 27, because it's 27 hours a semester in vet school, those first 2.5 years. So, I mean, you are in school from 8 to 5 almost every single day. And then you got to have, for me, I found like a routine. So, you know, I'd go to class, I would go to the gym, separate myself, and then I would go back. I couldn't study at home. I always had to go back to the library to study. So I'd always go back to the library, and I'd get home probably around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock every night, get a good night's rest, and just repeat it. And that first, those first 2 months, you know, you get down there in August, so September, October, it's getting into hunting season, but it's still warm down there. I'll never forget how quickly those first two or three months went by, because I'd get on, you know, social media, Instagram, I'm seeing all these people killing bucks, and I'm like, oh, it's already October.
Yeah.
Like, and so time flies.
But, and you're just coming up for air.
That's right. That's just surviving. Just surviving.
Wow. So you move back after you are done with vet school.
That's right.
And you graduate and everything. You're a doctor of veterinary medicine. You're playing amateur golf around the state.
I tried that first year.
Well, okay. But you were getting your game back.
Right. So the routine, right?
Yeah. But coming back and playing amateur events, did that kind of give you time to get away from the rest of it and
for sure.
give you something else to focus on?
For sure. It was such a good balance for me. And at first, I really had a hard time of balancing everything out, because whenever I was at work, I was, you know, thinking about practicing. And then when I was out at practice, I was thinking about cases from work. And then, you know, being a veterinarian, people come up to ask you what their opinion on their dogs is. And
I've done that.
And at first, it's like, golly, it's annoying, right? But now it's getting to the point where it's like, if I'm at work, I'm at work. And when I'm at golf, I'm at golf. And if people approach me, that's my job. Like, that should be a positive thing to mm-hmm. give them feedback and help them, because that is literally my job. So it took a year for me to really get balanced, you know, balance everything out and, you know, realize that life's not so bad.
It's not. Well, you've had a heck of a year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
ASGA Player of the Year. That has to mean something special to you.
Yeah, this was my second one. My first one was in 2013, but that was when I was, you know, again, coming off of that injury and getting back into it. I was playing really good, but, you know, hell, I wasn't a veterinarian. I was a veterinary technician. And, you know, at that time, my dad only worked in the morning, so every day I'd work from 7 to noon, and then I'd go practice every single day. So how could you not accomplish that with that kind of time frame? Whereas now I get Wednesday afternoons off and an occasional lunch break on some days to go practice for maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and then one day on the weekend I'd play. So just finding that balance, finding that routine, and, you know, everything came together this year, and I was able to win a couple tournaments and just, you know, be pretty consistent overall.
What did it mean to win those tournaments?
You know, I was close in the stroke play. My putting let me down like it usually does. Winning the Maumelle Classic, you know, that first major since I've been an amateur, because I won the two when I was a junior, but I hadn't done anything since then. Come close many times, but to win my first major in that Maumelle Classic, and Maumelle Country Club has always fit my eye. I've always loved going out there because I love working the ball both ways. And I've lost in a playoff, I believe, when I was still in vet school in 2020 was when I lost in the playoff. So to finally get it done this year meant so much. It almost was like a mountain got off my chest, because I knew I could do it. I knew I could win these majors, but to finally win one, now it brings a lot of confidence moving forward that I can win some more.
Did anybody tell you to try to dry your arms off before you slip on the green jacket?
No, I didn't get that. But that green jacket was so big that
it slipped right on. Because when I put mine on, I mean, I could get my arms through, and I'm thinking it's been it's almost torching 100 degrees out here. No wonder I can't get my arms through the jacket because I was sweating so much.
Yeah, but it was, man, it was awesome putting that.
It's an awesome feeling, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And I'm so lucky, and I'm so blessed to have found someone and be married to someone that allows me to go and do what I do. You know, golf is such a selfish game, and when the weather's nice, we want to play golf. When the weather's not so nice, we're not out there. But on pretty days, it's a sacrifice for me to go out and play and practice the game that I love, and she knows and understands that. And any trophy that my name gets on, her name's right there next to mine, and I'm just so blessed to have her in my life.
And they do such a good job with that tournament. You also qualified for the U.S. Mid-Amateur this year. What was that like, qualifying for a USGA event?
Yeah, and that was the first one I've qualified. I don't do a whole lot of USGA qualifiers. I don't do the U.S. Open qualifier. I don't do the USAM, because I know I can't win that even if I qualified. It was out at Maumelle Country Club again. So it was, the Maumelle Classic was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Went to work Monday and then Tuesday was the qualifier, and played better Tuesday than I did on the weekend. I think I shot 67, and coming down the stretch, because, you know, you got the live scoring.
You could tell where you were.
I could tell where I was. Just had to not mess up 18, so I did the exact same thing on the weekend. I went like 5-iron, 9-iron, 30-yard short, and if I get it up and down, I get up and down. Just make your bogey and get out of here. And but when I qualified and getting to experience that, you know, it was out at Troon Country Club in Scottsdale. And boy, they treat you like royalty in those things. I mean, you walk in and there's eight different tables. You're going one table after another, and they're just handing you things left and right, taking your picture. And then the golf courses are always so good. I unfortunately played really, really bad out there. But I'm looking forward to more of those, because that was a lot of fun.
I was going to say, makes you want to try and qualify for more of them.
100%.
Best golf course you've ever played?
So, in the state of Arkansas, I would say Elotion. Outside the state of Arkansas, Troon Country Club's up there. Not Troon North. Troon Country Club's up there. But when I played in college, my favorite course I always went and played was Squire Creek.
Oh, yeah, down in Ruston.
Because, I mean, it's a tough challenge, but if you golf your ball, you can go low. And I remember one day, it was in the afternoon round on the 36-hole day, I was like 7 or 8 under with 2 holes to go, and I made a triple on a stupid par 3, but I was so close to shooting such a good number.
Wow.
But I've always loved Squire Creek.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and 3 others that you could play a round of golf with, Nick, who would they be?
All right, I gotta put Tiger in there. I mean, come on. I'd probably go Tiger. I guess I'd just take my dad and my brother Mitch. Ben, my little brother, he never got into golf like we did. He's starting to get back into it now that he's got a job and he's getting stable. But that'd probably be my dream foursome, my dad, my brother, and I guess we'd have to throw Tiger in there.
That'd be a pretty good foursome right there.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he one of the guys you watched growing
100%.
Up?
100%. Absolutely. I mean, and to this day, I mean, I really don't watch a whole lot of golf anymore, unless it's a major, just because I don't know why. If Tiger was playing, I was watching. I mean, no doubt about it.
Don't know if you need any more patience, cats, dogs, whatever, but give us your clinic just in case someone's listening and they say, hey, yeah, I want to take my animal to Dr. Z.
Yeah, so I'm at Pet Care Veterinary Clinic. Our physical address is Jacksonville, Arkansas, but we're actually in Gravel Ridge, just north of Miller's Crossing, right on Highway 107. And my father and I were both veterinarians there. He graduated LSU in 86, so he's about to start his 40th year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Well, Nick, congratulations on another Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I know this one was hard fought.
Yeah.
Well deserved. A lot of good amateurs out there.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've moved up and away from that age bracket.
Yeah.
And best of luck next year.
All right. Thanks, Trey.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood hospitality property.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
That's it for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, Beechwood Hospitality. They are the leaders in hotel property management throughout the state. If you need an overnight place to stay, make sure it's a Beechwood Hospitality hotel. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.